Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 634. Today I wanted to talk a little bit more about the pandemic and the current state of things. We're a few weeks into January and we're probably, I'm guessing, somewhere around the peak of the Omicron surge. And I wanted to share my observations as a professional working with families. I mean, I've worked with families for 25 years, but I particularly want to comment on working with families over the past 2 years. Early in the pandemic, I believe that everyone, not everyone, a lot of the people I spoke to, a lot of the parents I spoke to and worked with were very worried about the stress of the pandemic, but they kind of weren't experiencing the stress of the pandemic because they were kind of braced for this unprecedented time that we were entering 2 years ago in March of 2020. And then, as you probably remember, the summer came on and things seemed to ease up a little bit. People started going out more. We wondered if maybe it was all behind us. And then the fall came, school started, more remote classes, less daylight, colder weather, more indoor gatherings, surges of more waves of COVID, and the stress level started creeping up. I think that as humans, we were braced for a month, 2 months, whatever it was going to be back in the spring of 2020. And then when it drags through and it's summer and things are lightening up and then fall and it's starting to get intense again, that's when I started to see the stress creeping up in parents and families and kids. And that's when I started getting a little bit busier. More people started reaching out to me. And then last winter, well, winter of 2020 into 2021, was kind of more isolated for many of us, where we were trying to stay home, trying not to gather in crowds, trying to be extra careful. Kids weren't really back in school too much yet in person at that point. And then the spring came, things started, the surges passed their peak, things started lightening up again. Even by the end of the school year, kids started going back in, well, at least in my kids' school, 2 days a week, and then 4 days a week, and then 5 days a week. And then for the last month or so, the school allowed the kids not to wear masks at all. And so we really, I think collectively, felt, oh, we're getting behind this. Okay, we're a year plus on here, and we're getting behind this again. We're getting this behind us. And then this fall came, and kids, I think, generally went back to school in person 5 days a week. So the fall felt to me somewhat normal, not normal, but, you know, at least activities had returned, school had returned, We went out to dinner inside of a restaurant a couple of times before I decided I wasn't comfortable with that again for a little while. But then Omicron happened, and this surge, we watched this surge spike so fast in South Africa. And then it creeped around the world just like COVID did 2 years ago. And here in the U.S., it started spiking in late December, really, really, really bad. I would say probably the few days before Christmas through Christmas break into the first weeks of January, it's just raging again. Now, this variant seems to be less severe. There's less hospitalization, less death. I know there are more hospitalizations than ever, but I think it's just the sheer volume of people who are getting infected is naturally going to drive up the hospitalizations, even if it's not as severe. Just the percentages. It's just a numbers game, right? But what I really wanted to share, the observation I really wanted to share today is that since, I would say, Christmas, so that's probably about 4 weeks, when 4 weeks ago when this recording airs, I have noticed a re-traumatization in the families that I work with. Most of the families that I work with. There's a lot of fear and worry. What if schools get put on remote again? I'm hearing this from parents and kids. What if schools get put on remote again? What are we going to do about our jobs? Kids don't want to be in remote schooling. They want to see their friends. They want to be in school. Oh my goodness, is this going to hit our family, impact our family again? Here we go. This is terrible. And so the stress level of the families that I work with right now has dramatically spiked in the past 4 weeks. And I think it really is because we all experienced a collective trauma in March of 2020 when this pandemic kind of shut down the whole world basically for a period of time. And here we are 2 years later and it's still not gone. And that is a trauma that we all have experienced. Now, some of us have been more traumatized than others if we've lost loved ones or lost our job or, you know, been very sick ourselves. Those of us with those experiences have been traumatized even more intensely. But even those of us who haven't had those deep kinds of trauma, it's still a trauma. And we're still being affected by it. And this spike of Omicron has just re-triggered, like ripped the scab off of that trauma. And everyone, the vast majority of people I'm encountering are, their stress levels have spiked up almost with the same graph as the cases of Omicron have. And so I really hope that the stress level will fall back down again in parallel when the Omicron cases, when we pass the peak and hopefully the cases drop off drastically like they did in South Africa. I hope that that happens. But in case you are feeling the same way as the families I'm working with, I wanted to share this observation with you to normalize what you're going through, to help you to know that or recognize or understand if you're feeling intensely stressed and anxious and worried, and it's suddenly far more intense than it has been for a while, it's probably exactly what I'm talking about. This is happening to people everywhere. This re-triggering of our collective trauma from March of 2020. So what I would suggest to you is, you know, I think it's helpful to recognize it and to be aware that that's what's happening. And then be gentle with yourself. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're getting adequate amounts of sleep. Make sure you're eating well in a way that nourishes your body, make sure that you're moving your body and exercising, getting outside and getting some fresh air, getting out in nature, even if it's freezing, get some sun on your face, breathe that crisp winter air, if that's the kind of air you have where you live, and just take care of yourself. Reduce your expectations on yourself. Know that what you're going through is so common right now. And it just is what it is. But I talked about in the last episode how important it is to focus on, look for and find and focus on what we can be grateful for. What is going on in your life right now that you can, that you're grateful for? What is happening? Who is in your life that you're grateful for? Spend some real time focusing on that and feeling that emotion of gratitude. It when I feel it, it makes me feel lighter, more expansive. I feel joy kind of just bathing my body. And that's nourishing to our bodies, our minds, and our souls, and our spirits. So I would say, if you're feeling super stressed and anxious and worried, find those things that you can feel grateful for and lean into them. Really focus on them and feel that deep gratitude in your body. Feel it and enjoy it. The other stuff is there. The stresses are there. The things that need to be done are there, but just spend some time basking in the wonderful feeling of gratitude. And then take care of yourself. Those are the two best things I can offer to you to weather this pandemic for however much longer it is going to continue. Okay, that wraps up today's episode, wherever you are in this world. Again, I hope you make it a very grateful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.